There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Little earth, wind, and fire, always good for the soul, as a wise man once said. Let's get it started early tonight. 412-928-9370. Pretty big topic at hand. The Steelers have declined the fifth-year option of running back Najee Harris. 412-928-9370. It's Donnie Football with you tonight on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 10:35. The great Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. He will be screening your calls because I want to hear from you guys on this. This, I know, is going to be a controversial and split topic. Did the Steelers make the right decision by declining the fifth-year option on Najee Harris? I'll say for myself here, I'm surprised that they declined it. Am I mad that they declined it? No, I think they made the right decision. I'm surprised that they declined it. I was surprised that it took it down to the wire, but as the days were going on and as the hours were going on today, I had the thought in my head, you know, the closer this gets to 4 o'clock, the more and more I think they are going to decline than exercise it. I think we sort of kind of looked at it as a foregone conclusion that once the season ended, okay, they'll accept the fifth-year option of Najee Harris. It was no surprise whenever they declined the option of Justin Fields, and that was only smart because the option on a pretty unproven quarterback was upwards of $25 million. This would have been about $6.8 million for Najee Harris in 2025. That's something else that I know that we have plenty of smart listeners out there, plenty of smart people on Twitter. They tell me all the time, just remember, this is for 2025, what this option would have been. Not for next season. 2025, when he's a year older, there's more tread on the tires, so on and so forth. So just to make that clear. But I still want to hear from folks out there. 412-928-9370. I'll get to your calls in a few minutes. We'll take them as long as you guys want to talk. Najee Harris, if the Steelers made the right decision on this. A couple of facts here. Since Najee Harris entered the league in 2021, he has the fourth most rushing yards of anybody in the NFL, behind just Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs. Pretty much household names, especially those first two, and without question, that top one who will likely be a Hall of Famer, that being Derrick Henry. However, when you toggle the yards per carry when it comes to most rushing yards since 2021, things not as pretty for Najee Harris. You have to scroll much, much further down that list. And you pass up names like Devin Singletary, Dalvin Cook, Austin Eckler. You do pass up those names like Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs. You pass up David Montgomery. You pass up Saquon Barkley. You pass up Joe Mixon, A.J. Dillon, former Steeler and former Pitt standout James Conner. And then you reach Najee Harris at 3.9 yards per carry. Something that people get caught up in. It's one of the biggest arguments in the pro Najee Harris field. Well, he's had 1,000 yards all 3 years of his career. They play 17 games now. Okay, 1,000 yards in a 17-game season is like 58 yards per game. Okay, he ain't O.J. Simpson doing this in 14 games back in the 70s. Najee Harris averages 64.1 yards per game. He averages 4.2 yards per touch. The hard truth about Najee Harris is that people love the way he runs the football in Pittsburgh. because of the blue-collar steel mill town that we are. He runs hard. He runs harder in cold games when the weather is bad and when the games are most important. And let me be frank here. He's a solid player. I think he's a pretty good player, a solid runner, a hard runner. But I won't call him really good. I won't call him great because he's not. He has those good counting stats, the yards, because of his volume. He has carried the football 834 times in three seasons. He carried the football over 300 times as a rookie. And we've seen the numbers dip down a little bit in attempts, which is good. I think that less is more when it comes to Najee Harris. But here's the other sad truth of it. He is not a big-time difference maker. He has cool moments. He has angry runs. He has times where he's stiff-arming guys off the turf like a basketball. That doesn't just make the guy a bona fide star. He's a star in Pittsburgh. He's not a star across the league. He's not a player that will run away from people. I remember one of his carries against the Browns last year in which he did not have a good game in week two, that Browns matchup. It looked like the guy was running in a pair of jeans. And then Jaylen Warren gets the football and it looks like he's shot out of a cannon. He'll happily bowl people over. He'll more than happily try to hurdle people, not always successfully, but he'll do it. And he can break a lot of tackles. He was one of the best in football at that last year. He's been one of the best in football at that in his three-year career. But again, that doesn't make this guy a bona fide stud and a home run of a first-round pick. The other hard truth here is that you can get production like this from a lot of running backs. I saw Mark Cabali put out a list of mostly bums just because Mark Cabali, in true contrarian fashion, going against the, oh, running backs are a dime a dozen, running backs grow on trees. Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of bad examples of these guys, but it's also not as difficult to replace them as people think. There was a freak out whenever Le'Veon Bell sat out for a year. What are we going to do once he's out of here? Oh, James Conner had a Pro Bowl season. James Conner, who was drafted late in the third round. That James Conner. That James Conner, who is still a pretty good running back, was a better running back than Najee Harris last season in Arizona. So we can get the calls going on this. 412-928-9370. The Steelers have declined the fifth-year option on Najee Harris, their first-round pick from 2021. Do you agree with the Steelers on this? Do you disagree with the Steelers on this? Last weekend, they were universally praised. The con artist. Now I'm betting that people aren't so happy. At least some people aren't so happy with what they've done. But here are some points to make about Omar Khan and Andy Weidel, the guys running the show. It's not Kevin Colbert anymore. Kevin Colbert drafted Najee Harris in the first round. Kevin Colbert is not in town anymore. Omar Khan and Andy Weidel would not have made this pick. I guarantee you that. Omar Khan and Andy Weidel would not have drafted a running back in the first round in a million years. And the only time they would have even thought about it is if the team was so damn good, it was just such an embarrassment of riches that they were drafting 32nd overall following a Super Bowl victory, and they had nothing else to use their pick on, and they felt like a stud running back was just sitting there for them at the end. Najee Harris, at the end of this fifth-year option, will be about the age where things totally went south for Le'Veon Bell. He'll be 27. And how about the last running back that the Steelers picked in the first round before Najee Harris? That was Rashard Mendenhall. He didn't even play when he was 27 years old. So, I want to hear from you out here on this. Whether or not you agree with the Steelers making the decision to decline the option of Najee Harris. We have loaded phone lines. I love to see that. We will get to those coming up in just a few minutes. 412-928-9370. I want to hear everybody sound off, give their thoughts on the Steelers declining the option of Najee Harris. 412-928-9370. That is also the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Taking your calls coming up next. We'll take them as long as we want to. 412-928-9370. It's Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
6:22. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. The Steelers have declined the fifth-year option on running back Najee Harris. That came down right to the deadline. It was a 4 p.m. deadline. The Steelers basically announced it, I think it was at like 3:58. So a surprising move in my eyes, but one that I agree with. I think it is a forward way of thinking in the National Football League. I mean, it's just unfortunate with the running back position. I get it. People think these guys deserve a lot more because they get beat up. Listen, it's just the nature of the position. It has been very devalued across the board and around the league. That's just the fact of the matter. 412-928-9370. Do you agree with this move by the Steelers to decline the option on Najee Harris for 2025? We'll start with our guy Mike in Maryland. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, buddy? I think there's two things that can be true here. I think you can feel for Najee because I like Najee as a person, but I also think it's refreshing because I just get tired of hearing the same old. Oh.
Ah, Mike. Yeah. You got that, Jolie, right?
Yeah, I got that out.
Alrighty. Well, while we wait on that, Jolie, I'm going to ask your thoughts on it. Your gut reaction today, you're driving in here, and you hear that the Steelers declined the option on Najee Harris. Surprised, mad, happy. How are you feeling about it?
So I would have gone with no. I thought they were going to go yes and pick the option up. I thought there was no wrong choice, no right choice. One of those where if they pick it up, cool. If they don't pick it up, cool. I would have gone with no. $6 million and then $6.5 million for a running back who, and yeah, he's had 1,000 yards all of his career, but you know, just hasn't had that flash that we have been wanting to see. So I think it's kind of a one-year prove-it deal for him, you know, and if he's got another maybe 1,000-yard season or shows more flash than we've seen before from Najee Harris, then, hey, you could turn it around into a brand-new, what, three-year contract maybe. So I'm good with them declining it, and, you know, and maybe it looks like a one-year prove-it deal.
So I'm looking at the contracts, too, for 2024. And, Joel, just get in my ear whenever we're able to take another call. For those on the line, our buddy Mike said something you're not allowed to say, so we had to dump that off. Looking at the contracts for 2024, There are guys that make some good money at the running back position. There are only three guys that make over $10 million or that will make over $10 million this year. Alvin Kamara, one of them, he's making 18.5. See, I just think that that's a bad deal. I think that's a bad contract for the Saints. Kamara, good player, productive player, very good early on. He came onto the scene right away and became a star. I don't think they're getting $18.5 million worth of production out of that guy. Christian McCaffrey, this is no surprise, over $14 million, but Christian McCaffrey is somebody who is a perennial MVP candidate. You watch him run the football, you watch him catch the football, he just does things differently, and he makes that offense in San Francisco so dynamic. Like, he is an outstanding player, and I think he's somebody that would thrive in a lot of places. He was basically, you ever see that, there's that meme, or I guess just like that picture that you see, Joel, sometimes when it's like a really good player or a great player on a terrible team. It's like this shack of a house, this like carport, basically, not even a garage, and it's a Lamborghini in the driveway. You ever see that picture on Twitter?
I've seen it many times. It's still one of the ones I've been trying to figure out, though, if you can believe that.
Well, so that's like Christian McCaffrey whenever he played for the Panthers.
Right.
Like, you had Cam Newton near the end, and McCaffrey was basically that Lamborghini or Maserati. I don't remember. I don't have the picture pulled up.
Could you say that Mike Trout right now with the Angels before he got hurt?
Yeah, that's basically been Mike Trout his whole career. I mean, I know they had Ohtani for a handful of years, but that's basically been Trout forever. All right, 412-928-9370. We'll get back to it here. Mick in Brentwood. What's up, Mick?
Not much, Donnie. How you doing, man?
Good. What's on your mind?
All right. So anyways, dude, like, in your monologue, like, I got to say, like, I agree with you 100%, man. You know, and I would hope that, you know, all our Steeler fans out there understand it's a new era here with Omar Khan. Because I was surprised as well that they didn't, you know, take that fifth year. I was. I was hoping they would not. But I just thought, like, they would because, you know, he's a good guy. You know, it looks like he's a good locker room guy, you know, and I think he's been outspoken at times and been correct in what he has said, you know, about the team and the organization and stuff. So, like, I think he's good. And that way, I think he's a decent player. He's not worth, like, taking that risk there because, like, we all know, and you said it perfectly, man, like, the running back position has been devalued in the NFL. It just has. Right. And it looks like they're building to have that, you know, massive upfront presence. Right. Let's mash. And not that you can just put any jabron back there. But, like, you know, he doesn't do anything special. You know, if anyone does anything special in that backfield, it's you know, Jaylen Warren, in my opinion.
Right.
I'm not saying Jaylen's better than him, but I don't know. Like, Coach Tomlin likes to say splash plays. I think Jaylen Warren probably has more, right?
Absolutely, Mick, and I thank you for the call. I didn't mean to cut you off there. But I think it's just a perfect picture to be painted there, too, when it comes to the Steelers running back situation. Najee Harris, a first-round pick, 24th overall in 2021. Jaylen Warren went undrafted. And there was actual debate last year, and I was among the people that was pushing for the actual debate last year, that Jaylen Warren was a better player than Najee Harris. That should not be a debate ever if you have a running back that was picked in the first round. You should never be saying that the backup, unless he was somebody picked relatively early, or he came in from another organization and had a very high pedigree, you should never be in the situation where a guy that was undrafted is playing so well under the same circumstances that it is forcing a debate over who the better player is. Jaylen Warren, one of the best players in the NFL in yards per attempt last year. one of the best players overall. You pull up 2023 rushing numbers, yards per attempt. The second-ranked running back, Lamar Jackson, was first at 5.5 yards per carry. But let's take quarterbacks out of this because, by the way, Justin Fields had over 5 yards per carry as well. Three running backs in the top five. Christian McCaffrey, who I said is just a freak of nature, ran for almost 1,500 yards, 14 touchdowns. He can pretty much do it all. Perennial MVP candidate, one of the few that plays running back. Jaylen Warren, right behind him. McCaffrey averaged 5.4 yards per carry. Jaylen Warren was at 5.3. Like, actual debates were had. Warranted debates were had over who the better player was in that situation. And the list comes out every year, and I'll get to this in a minute because I want to take more calls. The Super Bowl-winning running back and their cap percentage, that's always one that I like to look at, too. Tim is in Uniontown. Now he's on the Fan. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Donnie, how are you this evening?
Good, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hey, I enjoy your solo stuff when you're on your own, bud.
Thank you.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, there's a change in the tide. They're doing stuff differently. The draft showed us that, and this just went right in line with the draft. The running back position has become a thing of the past, and I just think they're doing it right.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting in. They're again continuing to go into the modern way of things. And I'll say this, too, to credit Omar Khan, and I'll credit Andy Weidel at the same time. Something that I think a lot of people had a worry about was that once Omar Khan got the promotion, that it would be a lot of same old, because Khan had been in the Steelers organization for so long, and it's another in-house hire, and we're thinking not a lot will be different. And then there was some fear of, oh, maybe Mike Tomlin might push him around a little bit because Omar Khan is not a true hard-nosed football guy. He's more of a numbers guy, a cap specialist, if you will. He brings in Andy Weidel, who is a personnel guy, who is 1,000% a football guy from Philadelphia, and an organization that builds their rosters at a pretty phenomenal clip. And Omar Khan has turned this organization on its ear. He has put his stamp on this roster. He has left zero doubt that this team is his, that this roster is his. So any of those fears that we had, and you might be thinking back now in your head, oh, were we actually worried? I feel like the sentiment was that we did have some fear that Omar would be either more of the same or he'd get pushed around. None of that. He has taken a modern view to football in 2024, and you're seeing it in the way that he is trying to build this roster as his own. I mean, think the last couple of picks that Kevin Colbert made, the last couple of first-round picks that Kevin Colbert made, he has gotten rid of and has had no problem doing so. Kenny Pickett traded to the Eagles after he showed frustration following the Russell Wilson signing. And Najee Harris will play out this year and will more than likely have that be his final year in Pittsburgh. 412-928-9370. Alex in Greenfield is on the Fan. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, Donnie?
How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm good. Hey, you remember when D'Angelo Williams stepped up? When I forget if Le'Veon Bell was suspended or if he was holding out at the time. But
yes.
Yeah, it's just another example of, hey, any guy can step up at any moment and, you know, have 100-yard games.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he had a nice little stint here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Williams, he had 11 touchdowns in 2015 when I believe Bell got hurt early in the season that year against Cincinnati,
yeah.
I want to say. 900 yards, 11 touchdowns that year for him.
I think we made the right move. But, hey, I also wanted to say, don't put the owl up because it's migration season and your neighbor's probably seeing the coolest birds this time of the year. That's all I got to say.
Oh, man. Now I got to second guess the owl that I'm going to put up on my porch. It's kind of neat, too. Just one of those cheap little guys from, I forget, like Home Depot or Lowe's or something, one of those stores. The head swivels. It's kind of neat. 412-928-9370. Charlie is next. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I like your stats, but I mean, I don't think that tells the whole story. Jalen gets put in at the end of the game a lot of the times, and they were giving up the run because they needed to score, and they couldn't score. So I don't know that that really makes a lot of sense to me that Jalen's, like, padded stats getting in late game.
Listen, I wouldn't say it's all padded stats, Charlie. I mean, I get that people love...
Not all.
I mean, he made... I would argue he made as many, if not more, big impact plays than Najee Harris did last season. I mean, he had the 75-yard run against the Browns, the only source of offense they had.
They had 100. He had 100 less carries. All right. He had only 4 touchdowns. I mean, Najee didn't light it up either with 8. But I like them both. I think they're both running backs. I just think the Steelers are cheap. That's all I think. They don't spend money on offense. And that's my biggest issue with the Steelers. The quarterback thing, I mean, the quarterback room, you can't have a cheaper. You can't even have a cheaper quarterback room than that. And they have all this money. And I think Najee's a really great back. I think the offensive line has made him maybe not the splash player everybody thought he would be. But I think he's, talent-wise, he's as good as anybody. Maybe not McCaffrey. McCaffrey's a freak, but, I love Najee, and I would have given him the money. So I'm the first guy saying that. But I don't think running backs are as interchangeable as a lot of people say. Yeah, there's going to be some, free agents that make some impact, and, just like that happens every year. But I think he's a...
Yeah, Charlie, I mean, I take your points there, and I thank you for the call. I mean, he is a solid runner. I think he's a very hard runner. I love what I see from him late in the season, and I do like that he and Jalen Warren can work off each other a lot more than they did during Warren's rookie year because they just seemed, the Steelers that is, and Mike Tomlin when it came to how to use these guys, they just seemed so dead set on we have to have a singular bell cow guy. That's just not the way that you have to do things anymore. Unless you have an absolute freak of nature like a Derrick Henry, like a Christian McCaffrey, and even then you see those guys come out of games sometimes and you'll see other players spell off that and still have success. So they finally pushed more to a running back by committee last year, and it's the most successful Najee Harris has been. Now, maybe his best numbers came as a rookie, best overall numbers, because he hit 1,200 yards and he caught 74 passes. But remember, that was Ben Roethlisberger on his last legs at the same time. When it came to Najee Harris' productivity last year on the ground, last season was his most productive. So I think that less is more in that situation. 412-928-9370. Matt in Greensburg is on the fan. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Donnie?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to push back a little bit on some callers. Not everyone can come in and get 100 yards. And we've seen this all season, dollars being spent on running backs with the cap going up, Swift, Pollard, Mixon, Barkley, all getting paid. I am happy they declined it. I think I'm a little biased with just how egregious the pick was at the time. It's not even hindsight. It was in real time. Not only the running back position, but being just everyone knew that Etienne and Javonte Williams were better prospects. And passing on them, and I don't know, I don't like how he plays stylistically, And I think Warren's a better fit. Now, granted, someone was saying if you gave Warren the majority of the carries, I don't know if he's as efficient. But I like those kind of running backs. And my last point, you know, I don't know if they have an eye towards next year because they have $0 at the quarterback position next year. I mean, that's – I don't know if I've seen that in a long time in the NFL where you have literally $0. I know the cap goes up every year, but mm-hmm. that has to be on their mind about, you know, is Russ going to re-sign? What are we going to do with Fields? Are we in the market first round, depending on the year we have? So I think a lot plays into this. I don't think it's necessarily that $6 million is too much, but I think they do have an eye on that. And I don't know. I Andy Weidel came from, granted they just paid Saquon this year, but I mean, he was rolling Boston Scott and Kenneth Gainwell and Rashad Penny and all these guys that like literally made like $2 million combined last year. I know he was here, but just the mindset of Philly, how it's been the last decade. I think it's going to start coming here. And I like that. I like Warren. I like those type of backs.
Yeah. I mean, in Saquon's case, and thanks for the call, Matt, Saquon's cap hit this year for the Eagles is $3.8 million. That is less than what Najee Harris is getting on that rookie contract. So even when guys – and I think that Saquon is absolutely a better and more dynamic player than Najee Harris. If you want to argue that, you can. But I think Saquon is a very, very good player. And he's got a lower cap hit than what Najee Harris will have in 2024. So just think about that for a second. Like they're getting very close to becoming a dime a dozen position. I don't want to go that far yet, even though some could argue I basically have, but they're getting close to it. And the Steelers have the view, that modern view of, listen, yeah, we're not paying our quarterbacks a whole lot, but we're also not going to pay our running backs a whole lot either. And even though it was only $6.79 million if they would have exercised the fifth-year option, they didn't want to do that. They didn't feel like a running back who is 4 years into the league, who has a lot of tread on the tires, who will be 27-plus years old after that fifth-year option is done, almost 28 years old, I know it doesn't sound old to you out there maybe driving around. You're probably thinking like me, like, man, they're saying 27, 28 is old. Like, I better get my ass in gear. It is that way because running backs age like milk in the NFL. You have to be a special, special player to break through that mold. Think of the guys a few years ago that were stars in the league. I like thinking back all the time when it was Le'Veon Bell, it was Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott. One of those guys is out of the league completely, and he's boxing. I think he's on OnlyFans now, that being Le'Veon Bell. Todd Gurley, that feels like a name you haven't heard in 10 years, Joel. When's the last time you heard Todd Gurley in like a serious football conversation?
Been a long time. I know that.
And the dude is, I'm pretty sure he is younger than I am right now. Hell, he might even be younger than you. He was out of the NFL at 26, 27 years old. And Zeke Elliott, he's still in the league to his credit. But he's going back to Dallas this year. And he's a shell of his former self. The only time he looked good last year in New England was whenever they played the Steelers. They made him look like he was 10 years younger. He was still at Ohio State. They have very, very short shelf lives. That's just the nature of the business. People like Christian McCaffrey, people like Derrick Henry, they don't come around much. You get 3-4 years out of a running back. Basically, you get that first contract out of a running back, you're good. you're good. And that's all you really need. And then it's pretty much wipe your hands with it. We'll take on the next one. Run the wheels off one guy. We'll take on the next one. That's just the nature of being a running back in today's NFL. I mean, if these guys don't like it, you got to have the hindsight, go back and start playing another position, I guess. But you see guys that get close to 30 and they play running back, if they're not out of the league already, they're a part-time player at best, and they're just holding on for dear life, unless they are guys that are bound for Canton one day. 412-928-9370. I still see a handful of you on hold. I want to keep hearing from you. I want to get your take on the Steelers declining the fifth-year option of Najee Harris. 412-928-9370. I want to give you a chance to sound off. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We will keep taking your calls coming up next on Najee Harris. 412-928-9370. It's Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We are finally putting our voices to good use. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon will take place on June 6th and 7th as we raise funds for dozens of local volunteer fire departments. We will broadcast live for over 26 hours from the Green Tree Volunteer Fire Department. We definitely want you to come out and support this great cause as well. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by Guardian Protection Services and Metropolitan Window Company. Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, taking you up until 10:35. Talking Najee Harris right now. Want to keep taking your calls on this. The Steelers have declined the fifth-year option on Najee Harris, the first-round pick in 2021. And, Joel, we were looking up during the break, Joel Nelson with me behind the glass tonight, because we talked about how just a handful of years ago, there were three running backs that separated themselves from the rest. It was Le'Veon Bell, it was Todd Gurley, it was Ezekiel Elliott. Now, Zeke, to his credit, he's still in the league. He is going to be playing with Dallas in 2024. He will be 29 years old, but you have to think it will be in a very much reduced role. He played in all 17 games with New England last year, had 3.5 yards per carry, 3 touchdowns for the Patriots. So a reunion in Dallas for Zeke. Here's the thing with the other two. A spoiler, they are not in the league, and they haven't been in the league for a few years now. And Najee Harris, if he would have gotten this fifth-year option, he would have entered that 2025 season at the age of 27. He just turned 26 in March, so this will be his age 26 season. I had to double-check there, make sure I was correct. He will be 27. So, Le'Veon Bell, his age 27 season. That was his first season with the New York Jets, and it would be his only full season with the New York Jets. 789 yards for Bell that season, 3 touchdowns, 66 receptions for 461 yards, 52.6 yards per game for Le'Veon Bell on the ground, 3.2 yards per carry, 3.2. And then after that, he was virtually irrelevant and then out of the league soon thereafter. He played for, I think, 4 teams in a very quick 2-year stretch. The Jets let him go. He got signed by the Chiefs, did score a couple of touchdowns for them. Then he played in 5 games with Baltimore and 3 games with Tampa in 2021. He has not been in the league since. So his age 27 season, that's when things really started to go downhill. How about Todd Gurley? Todd Gurley came out of the gate with 1,100 yards in his rookie season, 2015, with the Rams, 10 touchdowns. 2 years later, 1,300 yards and 13 touchdowns for the Rams. A year later, 1,250 yards, 17 touchdowns for the Rams. He was averaging 4.7 and 4.9 yards per carry. He was averaging over 87 yards per game in both cases. What did he do in his age 27 season? How about this for an answer? He wasn't in the league. Todd Gurley, who looked like he was becoming one of the next great running backs in all of football, last played in 2020 when he was 26 years old. He did not play once he turned 27. That also made me think, go back about 15 years. I know it was technically 16 years ago when the Steelers drafted Rashard Mendenhall his rookie year in 2008, where he got injured early in that season and was out for the rest of it. Had a couple of 1,000-yard seasons, 1,100 yards in 2009, 1,200 yards, almost 1,300 in 2010 with 13 touchdowns. 928 in 2011, he was averaging 4.6, 3.9, and then 4.1 yards per carry. So 2009, his best, when you look at the yards per carry statistic. What did he do when he turned 27? He wasn't in the league. His final year in football was 2013. He was 26 years old. He was not in the league when he turned 27. I told you, it's the unfortunate way of the running back position. I can't do anything to help it. You can't do anything to help it. You have to be an absolute freak of nature to stay alive for long in this league. Running backs age like milk on a hot summer day. You don't got much time, is the premise of it. You better make it count. 412-928-9370. Lou is in Washington. Now he's on the fan. What's up, Lou?
What's up? How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
You know, I was just both angry and surprised that they didn't, you know, exercise his fifth-year option. I feel like, personally, Najee's overperformed with the offensive line that he's been, you know, handed to since his rookie year. And in my opinion, he's a guy who's worth more than $6 million a year that will be at age 27. I feel like Najee, at almost $7 million, is a sniper. I mean, at the end of the day, they could have renegotiated with him at the end of 2025 season and been like, look, Najee, you're almost 30. We're going to extend you, but for less money because, you know, you're getting older. And, you know, I heard you mention Todd Gurley, but I feel like he wasn't in the league because he had bad arthritis pain and he, like, tore his ACL a lot of times. And Najee hasn't had the same kind of injuries as Gurley had. The fact of the matter is, in my opinion, Najee's going to ball out with the new offensive line, especially since he actually has a center that can dominate the middle of the field instead of Kendrick Green and Mason Cole consistently getting pushed back on every single play. He's going to command more money after the season, after he balls out, and the Steelers are not going to be willing to extend him for the money he's going to ask. And he's going to go to a different team, and he's going to go ball out that has a great offensive line. I feel like Najee's a complete running back that can run, catch, and block, and he's our best back. I love Warren, but I'm not sure if you remember this. The Seattle game last year in Seattle, he fumbled the ball, I remember, two times. And if it weren't for Najee running hard, I don't think he would have been able to set up Mason Rudolph and committing Seattle to play in the box, setting up those deep passes. And, you know, I feel like the Steelers did him a massive.
We are finally putting our voices to good use. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon will take place on June 6th and 7th as we raise funds for dozens of local volunteer fire departments. We will broadcast live for over 26 hours from the Green Tree Volunteer Fire Department. We definitely want you to come out and support this great cause as well. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by Guardian Protection Services and Metropolitan Window Company. Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, taking you up until 10:35. Talking Najee Harris right now. Want to keep taking your calls on this. The Steelers have declined the fifth-year option on Najee Harris. the first round pick in 2021. And Joel, we're looking up during the break, Joel Nelson with me behind the glass tonight, because we talked about how just a handful of years ago, there were three running backs that separated themselves from the rest. It was Le'Veon Bell, it was Todd Gurley, it was Ezekiel Elliott. Now, Zeke, to his credit, he's still in the league. He is going to be playing with Dallas in 2024. He will be 29 years old, but you have to think it will be in a very much reduced role. He played in all 17 games with New England last year, had 3.5 yards per carry, 3 touchdowns for the Patriots. So a reunion in Dallas for Zeke. Here's the thing with the other two. A spoiler, they are not in the league, and they haven't been in the league for a few years now. And Najee Harris, if he would have gotten this fifth-year option, he would have entered that 2025 season at the age of 27. He just turned 26 in March, so this will be his age 26 season. I had to double-check there, make sure I was correct. He will be 27. So, Le'Veon Bell, his age 27 season. That was his first season with the New York Jets. And it would be his only full season with the New York Jets. 789 yards for Bell that season, 3 touchdowns. 66 receptions for 461 yards. 52.6 yards per game for Le'Veon Bell on the ground. 3.2 yards per carry. 3.2. And then after that, he was virtually irrelevant and then out of the league soon thereafter. He played for, I think, 4 teams in a very quick 2-year stretch. The Jets let him go. He got signed by the Chiefs. Did score a couple of touchdowns for them. Then he played in 5 games with Baltimore and 3 games with Tampa in 2021. He has not been in the league since. So, his age 27 season, that's when things really started to go downhill. How about Todd Gurley? Todd Gurley came out of the gate with 1,100 yards in his rookie season, 2015, with the Rams, 10 touchdowns. 2 years later, 1,300 yards and 13 touchdowns for the Rams. A year later, 1,250 yards, 17 touchdowns for the Rams. He was averaging 4.7 and 4.9 yards per carry. He was averaging over 87 yards per game in both cases. What did he do in his age 27 season? How about this for an answer? He wasn't in the league. Todd Gurley, who looked like he was becoming one of the next great running backs in all of football, last played in 2020 when he was 26 years old. He did not play once he turned 27. That also made me think, go back about 15 years. I know it was technically 16 years ago when the Steelers drafted Rashard Mendenhall, his rookie year in 2008, where he got injured early in that season and was out for the rest of it. Had a couple of 1,000-yard seasons, 1,100 yards in 09, 1,200 yards, almost 1,300 in 2010 with 13 touchdowns. 928 in 2011, he was averaging 4.6, 3.9, and then 4.1 yards per carry. So 2009, his best, when you look at the yards per carry statistic. What did he do when he turned 27? He wasn't in the league. His final year in football was 2013. He was 26 years old. He was not in the league when he turned 27. I told you, it's the unfortunate way of the running back position. I can't do anything to help it. You can't do anything to help it. You have to be an absolute freak of nature to stay alive for long in this league. Running backs age like milk on a hot summer day. You don't got much time, is the premise of it. You better make it count. 412-928-9370. Lou is in Washington. Now he's on the Fan. What's up, Lou?
What's up? How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
You know, I was just both angry and surprised that they didn't, you know, exercise his fifth-year option. I feel like, personally, Najee's overperformed with the offensive line that he's been, you know, handed to since his rookie year. And in my opinion, he's a guy who's worth more than $6 million a year that will be at age 27. I feel like Najee, at almost $7 million, is a sniper for them. At the end of the day, they could have renegotiated with him at the end of 2025 season and been like, look, Najee, you're almost 30. We're going to extend you, but for less money because, you know, you're getting older. And, you know, I heard you mention Todd Gurley, but I feel like he wasn't in the league because he had bad arthritis pain and he, like, tore his ACL a lot of times. Najee hasn't had the same kind of injuries as Gurley had. The fact of the matter is, in my opinion, Najee's going to ball out with the new offensive line, especially since he actually has a center that can dominate the middle of the field instead of Kendrick Green and Mason Cole consistently getting pushed back on every single play. He's going to command more money after the season, after he balls out, and the Steelers are not going to be willing to extend him for the money he's going to ask. And he's going to go to a different team, and he's going to go ball out that has a great offensive line. I feel like Najee's a complete running back that can run, catch, and block, and he's our best back. I love Warren, but I'm not sure if you remember this. The Seattle game last year in Seattle, he fumbled the ball, I remember, two times. And if it weren't for Najee running hard, I don't think he would have been able to set up Mason Rudolph and committing Seattle to play in the box, setting up those deep passes. And, you know, I feel like the Steelers did him a massive.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.